besides the desire to be part of such a chashuvah tzibur, involved in such a chashuvah undertaking, there's also a tremendous sense of hakaras hatov. Baruch Hashem, since I've been in yeshiva, we've had tremendous toelas from the Rosh Yeshiva, Yeshivas down to the Hanhala, and people who've given eitzah, have helped in a lot of different ways, encouraged. We have Shalom Eishivs from the Israel. It's Baruch Hashem, I felt a tremendous hakaras hatov for all that you've helped and been there and encouraged. Both mekaymes should go mechayel al choyel and in being marbitz Torah and make him the ulashel Torah. I'd like to ponder a minute these events. What is it about? A yarchikala was traditionally a time when people couldn't be oisik in Torah all year, would be oisik in Torah for short kufis, and as Rosh Yeshiva mentioned, the Inyan of Talmud Torah and so on. I think in this context, in this type of setting, where people come home from yeshivas and come back to yeshivas to learn, I know the Mir has done it for a few years, I think there's another Inyan that we should put a finger on and think about, because I believe that that's really the toelis of this type of kinus. My Rebbe Shapiro has arichus devarim on the Inyan of Shavuos, on the nekuda of Peiros Ha'ilan. It's one of the things that's very hard to understand. I mean, Peiros Ha'ilan are nice. It certainly is hard to see that Kabbalah Satayrah should be told in Peiros Ha'ilan. It's hard to see Peiros Ha'ilan should be something so chashiv. Mele Tvua is a dova that's a tzerech for life and so on. So it's part of like mayim. Tvua is part of chiyus. Peiros Ha'ilan comes across as a luxury. And it's not something that one would shtel aveka Rosh Hashanah on Peiros Ha'ilan. It's not life-giving and so on. He's Mayrach a lot there. He also is Oymer on the Nikuda of Chita. And he tells it, Boizit, Ki Yodeh Atoyev, I just want to be Metamtzis and take out the Nikuda I think is relevant. So the point that he makes is part of the Yeridus HaAdam, part of the Hanmachas Koyma of Adam was that he went from eating Peiros Ha'ilan to eating Tevuah. So he explains that the mucker of achias of the person is achila. Achila is a very important mucker. If the achila, there's two tsuras of achilas adam. There's Tevuah and there's Peiros. The difference is Tevuah is self-contained, and as soon as it's gone, it's gone. And it needs a new Zriya, and so on. Peiros Ha'ilan, the Ilan is Kaima, it stands there. It's Moshe Chiyus and Yenika all the time, and that's why there's a constant Chibur of Peiros. It's a constant giving of Peiros. So, in a ruchnistika oifin, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mesada de bria, the ruchnistika chiyas can come in bits and pieces. It can come in nekuda, nekuda, nekuda. Or there can be a neti of a ilon that is mechuba to the sheresh and constantly gives peiros. The difference would be a world of mitzvahs, like Zayin Mitzvahs Bein Noach, those are, each one is a ruchnistik achibur, or prevention from a nituk of a chibur, but it's a discrete packet. This mitzvah, this mitzvah, this mitzvah. And once a mitzvah is done, that's it. Torah is something that's shayach to eitz, Eitz Chaim Mila Machzikim Bo. Torah is something that has a netiyah in another world, and a constant hemshech of chiyus, and therefore it is always possible to take from its peiris. It's a whole different chibur and tzustel from the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Nivroim. One comes in discrete units, and the chiyus for all practical purposes is nifsak until the next time when there's a new mitzvah, versus a mitzias that's constant, and there's a pipeline, so to speak, that's mechaber, and that keeps giving. He stells to the Ritva in when the Zman of Maisris is, whether it's Shas Chanata, or it's when Rav Kshamim, and the Ritva says, because the tree be'etzim is oitzer in itself, the water, and it's capable on its own of constant giving of chiyus, it's as if the pre is already here when it's not there. Since the potential already exists in front of us, it's there, ki'ilu, it's there, and b'meila, that's how you judge the maisers. So that means that when we talk about Torah b'klolius, there is a dimension of ruchnius that is a world apart from the dimension of ruchnius and mitzvahs, and that is this constant netiya and the availability for chiyus to come. There's a fascinating haflah, and haflah says in a few places in Panim Yafis in Chumash. He says it on Avram Zokin Bo Bayomim. He explains that the Chazal Darshan that Avram was a Zokin Yeshiva be Yeshiva, and Chazal say Ma'ilon Leposki Yeshiva Mi Yisrael, and so on. So he explains that every person has a unique tzinor from which he could be Moshech Torah. It's not any place you want. It's Leivim Kol Adam Zeicha L'moid. It's a person can't, you can pick up Yedias, but in terms of the chiyus of Torah, the terms of the pnimius of it, of the lachluchus of it, you can't get from anybody. And the mekaymos, so everyone is yoinik chiyus from a certain rebbe, and the mekaymos ha-Torah, the yeshivas, are the general makom from where everyone finds a tziner to be yoinik from. And he says it on both stadim. The tzad that a Talmud has to find a place to be yoinik from. And if a Rebbe doesn't teach a Talmud, then, and he brings all the Chazal about the klolos of Uba Me'imah is Mekal, and so on. He brings all the Chazal. So it's not the pshat. You can't say, well, if I won't teach him, somebody else will teach him. It's not true. Every person has the tzinor from which he's yoinik from, and if you say some that tzinor, b'meila, first of all, the person doesn't learn, and you are the grum of him not learning, chas v'shalom. And secondly, your own tzinor becomes sasim. If you don't pass on the chiyus, then that tzinor is sasim. That's the way he shows effect. So the if we're to ask ourselves this tzura of that we describe Torah as being an ilon with giving peiris, the lamais of it is a yeshiva. In other words, a yeshiva is not just a mikra. You need to have people learning, so we'll have the resources in one place. A yeshiva has a certain tzinor of chiyus that it gives, and that's why each makom is unique. There was a site, when the Mira Olam came, their first stop was in Toronto, or Montreal maybe, one of the two cities in Canada. And the local community were very nice people, and they gave a welcoming for them. And the Rosh HaKilah was a good person, had no idea what Torah was. And he said, he got up and he said, Rabbi Yisrael, I know you've been through a lot. I know you all fadaiger to your parnas and this and that. Baruch Hashem, we were Masada. There's a Shamas's job in Winnipeg waiting for somebody. There's a Sheikha job in Calgary waiting for somebody. Is this? Everybody is bazoked. So they turned to Reb Leib and said, say something. So Reb Leib got up and he said, I thank you so much. It's so meaningful how much you care and so on. But I want to tell Yova and Hugga from Reb Chaim Moizer. They asked Reb Chaim Moizer, why do you need so many different yeshivas? Let's make one, it's more efficient. We'll make one big yeshiva and it's more efficient. So Reb Chaim Moizer said, every yeshiva has its nekuda. And when you make one cholent, you get a cholent. You lose each individual nekuda. The person got up again and answered, unfortunately, the people didn't understand much in those days. And he said, thank you for being so, to giving us understand what you really need. Baruch Hashem, things are not tight today. We can bazarg each one with a nekuda for himself. We don't need a central nekuda. Everyone can get his own nekuda. Unfortunately, that was the darga of Balabatim those days. But I want to take out the nekuda. It means the Torah comes through tzinoiris. And each makom has its yichud. And each person has a makom from where he's yoinik from. And that becomes his unique. There's a Ramban in Veschanan. The Ramban says, Kimi kol bosa sheshoma kolo kimchayim midabim teichesh kamoinu vayechi. So the Pashto Pshat in the Pasuk is that it sort of is a plia, it's a tamia. It's something where it's, you know, we wonder how you talking that a person could hear it and still live. So the Vayechi is a lashon tmiha that despite the fact that heard kolakim chayim medaber Vayechi. The Ramban learns it differently. So he brings up an Ezra first, then he says, V'yitochen leforish shehiske kein loymar. If you hear the koil alekim, who is a lekim chayim, the shirish of chiyus, atem advekim asher lekechem chayim kulchem ayoyim. So the pchina that was nizgala in Har Sinai is a lekim chayim. Tidovek nafsha b'yisoida. Then the person is nidbak to it. V'loy tichya oit chayim b'sarim. And you no longer live the life of flesh, of a gushendik life. And then he brings psukim v'yeshua omar bezois tedun ki keil chay bekirbechem v'im kein v'yeshova b'chay oylam shua b'shmei agadol. So the Ramban says over here that chiyus, in other words, the gilui of this nekuda that we're talking about, this nevia of coming that we describe in Peres Ilan, is a nevia of a pchina called Alekim Chayim. It's where there's a chef of chiyus. Chiyus is something that, by definition, is not soevel hefsik. You can't have intermittent chiyus. Either it's chiyus or not. Chiyus is a constant shefa. So anyone, Ramban says, it's not meloshen tmiha. It's Miloshin exclamation. Someone who hears Koil Kim Chayim, Medamat Echaesh, Vayechi, he becomes alive. So, what started to become recent nafuts, that people come back to yeshivas, besides the Etzem Talmud Torah and everything, I think there's a tremendous brach in it, in a much deeper way. The yeshivas are the tziner for that chiyus. The difference between people who are Isaac in Europe who are oisik and Talmud Torah, each in his own corner, unfortunately they dried out, wilted, and unfortunately disappeared. The yeshiva created a metzias that it sort of opened up a tzinah of chiyus. It's not an accident that the first yeshiva of Chaim Volozhin called Eitz HaChaim. There was a sense, and he writes in his letter, there are a lot of people learning here, there, and everywhere, but without having a makom of learning, it's going to be lacking. It will not last. So yeshivas have become tzinor. Each makom has its unique chiyus, its unique branch of chiyus from the Chaim Gedolim. And each Talmud that was yonik from a yeshiva, from the yeshiva that he feels that was his yonika, that's his chiyus. So when a person comes back to yeshiva, he's not just spending 2 days in learning. He's being mischabe to Chaim again. And I want to point out the second nekuda. People talk a lot about how megushim we are and this and that and the other thing. And the mentality always seems to be they should ask this, they should ask that, they should speak against this, against that. My chinuch was that the problem is for a person who has no chiyus, so you pick up pseudo chiyus. But like Ramban says in his holy words, a person turns to Chayeb Sarim, there's the momentary Tainuk. But then there's a sense of living it up. When we use the word living it up, it's a deeper sense. The person feels he has Chiyus. But a person who's Zoicha to hear the Koyel Olekim Chayim Adav Teichesh, his chiyus comes from someplace else. He could be misasig once in a while, tanugis, but he knows that that's not chiyus. The chizuk that we get in day-to-day life is understanding what is chayim and what's tzarech adam. Understanding where chiyus comes from, that's more than anything else that we can get from a maimed like this. Baruch Hashem, it's one of the special things that there are, that people feel some mekusha to yeshiva, a makom like which has its extraordinary yichud in every way, was zeicha to be maimed talmidim, that feel that kesha, and when you come back for a day or two, to be mischaber again to the mekar achius, once again it's not just you learned, but you were yoinik from that chius. And in as much as a person hears the Shema Kolakim Chayim Davateich Vayechi, he comes alive from that chiyus. You remember the chiyus that it gave you, and your perspective on life becomes different. And like Ramban says, a person who heard that chiyus Vayechi, he no longer is Chayib Sar. Bez Hashem, this makom and all the makomis that a zeichet that stole the vek a makom Torah, tziner of Torah. We should be zeichet to keep pumping that chiyus, be mischab again to that chiyus, to hear the Kol Kim Chaim and the Vayechi Bez Hashem.